Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The World Cup kicks off today in Russia, meaning that an entire month of football lies in store. The question on everyone's lips is who will win this year's tournament after the Germans took the trophy 4 years ago. French hopes are running high and the first match for Les Bleus is coming up on Saturday against Australia. Today's opening ceremony gets underway at 4:30 p.m. Then the host team will be playing in the first match of this year's World Cup. Russia takes on Saudi Arabia at 5 p.m. The mother of the two girls found dead on Sunday in their bedroom in Limonest in the Rhône will come before an examining magistrate today. The mother faces charges of murder and has been placed in detention. The woman has denied the charges while in police custody, although the 38-year-old's explanations failed to convince investigators. Poison may have been involved, but the true cause of the deaths of the 3- and 5-year-old children remain unknown for now. The reform of the SNCF has been adopted in the Assemblée Nationale, 452 votes against 80. The text faces the final hurdle by being put to the scrutiny of the Senate today. In the meantime, train running times remain disrupted as part of the SNCF strike planned until Saturday night. And finally, tensions are rife between Paris and Rome at the moment. Italy is demanding an apology from France following statements made by Emmanuel Macron criticising Italy's refusal to offer harbour to the humanitarian ship Aquarius. On board are 600 refugees rescued from the Mediterranean. Rome has summoned the French ambassador and is threatening to cancel the meeting scheduled tomorrow in Paris between the leaders of the two countries. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.